What's up, listeners? Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the In the End Zone podcast. Just a quick heads up before we jump into it. You can find this episode as well as some of our previous recordings on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You can find us by searching at Settle Down Media on both of those sites. Also, be sure to follow us on our new Instagram page. That's In the End Zone podcast on Instagram. It is live. We post videos weekly. So follow us, interact, let us know what you guys think and anything we should talk about in our further episodes. Finally, our biggest piece of information, the biggest thing we've done on the podcast since, we have finally released our own Patreon channel, $3 a month, less than a cup of coffee. If you enter now before July 31st, you will be entered in to win a $150 jersey of your choice. NHL, F1, NASCAR, hockey, football, baseball, hell, even, I mean, you could get a college jersey. We don't care. $150, your choice. If you wanted to get multiple up to that amount, we're happy to do so for you. So thanks for listening to this and enjoy this episode. Peace.
What up, gang?
Yo, yo. Yo.
What's what up? Man, we can't do one normal intro.
Hell of an intro, guys. Come on. Ever since Pete stopped doing that skit, man, we just can't get an intro out.
I know. It wasn't a skit, okay? Let's.
Come on, bud. Your life's getting a little boring.
It was a
lifestyle. I made it out the struggle. I made it out the struggle. Hey, this is what happens when we're only filming twice a month, okay?
Yeah.
You bring back the once a week filming, shit goes down.
It's going to be happening soon. Talking about that, actually, soon. August 1st, which is next Thursday, we have football, fellas. Mm-hmm. Isn't that fucking insane? We are one week out from football.
Everyone, I can't wait to watch the Patriots play like shit.
From football. And I believe it's Houston versus someone in a preseason game, but we'll
talk Hall of Fame game
later because we have some news about preseason games and possibly an extension. But again, that's going to be on the agenda later. But Anthony, how are we doing? How's your week going?
Doing pretty good, man. I'm at home right now, you know, just taking care of some family stuff that's going on right now. And you know what? We're doing good overall. Can't complain.
Nice. Keaton?
Yeah.
Good, man. Just got back from vacation for a week from Livermore. So
how was
still
that?
Trying to. It was fun. It was fun.
We just missed each other. Dang.
Yeah.
How's Darren doing? He's doing well?
He's doing fun. He's doing great.
He's doing fun.
He's doing fun. He's just doing fun, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Gather around the campfire and sing that campfire song.
Anyway, trip went well. It was a lot. It was a lot in a little amount of time. So,
did you go safe?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
You
get to see Ashley too.
I did. Nice. I even, I drove by Patrick Mahomes' house actually while I was driving to San Francisco. And by house, I mean the Santa Clara football field. Where the Niners play, since he does own that franchise. So that was really cool.
I just didn't know where you were going with that, and that was pretty shitty, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. Respect. Well, sorry, I'm a little tired. It was a long, weird day today, so we're here.
How's work been, solid?
What?
How's work been? Pretty solid?
Yeah, solid. Solid's a word to describe it.
Cool.
Interesting is another, but good.
Well, the last time we talked, I think I was 2 days into my job, so I'm now 2.5 weeks into it. It's been going really well. We had a company meeting today, and we went to Yard House afterwards, and I got the Yard House pizza. I'm not going to lie, it fucked my stomach up.
Dude, Yard House pizza sucks.
Dude, like, it was is it so good crazy. Or is it bad?
It's just greasy, and I don't know if my body's just not used to it, but I was working out with the belt today because I hit legs. Dude, every single rep, I was trying not to rip ass.
Maybe I'm sorry.
Online, interesting. But
Yard House.
I mean, did it taste good?
It wasn't
though.
My idea. It wasn't my idea. I wasn't.
They're not good.
The whole table got it. Whole
Yard House pizza is not that good. I'm sorry.
I know.
Hmm.
It's unfortunate.
Okay.
But company being well, it's cool.
Personal Yard House recommendation. Sorry to interrupt. Personal Yard House recommendation. Chicken and avocado sandwich. Banger. Grilled chicken, avocado.
Really?
It's gas. It's the only thing
their
I ever get. It's
really
like
good. Their burgers.
Their burgers are good.
Dude,
the
steaks
are good.
Sandwiches are really good.
They put some sauce and some cheese on there. Dude, get the next. If you go again, get that chicken and avocado sandwich. I highly recommend it.
Okay.
Banger.
All right, I'll do it.
All right. Anyway.
Yeah, it's been a solid week.
Good.
Good stuff.
Can't complain. Well, and it's been 2 weeks since we've actually talked about football. So Mm-hmm. We have a lot in store. I'm really excited to talk about it.
Zach, real quick, I was going to say, sorry, coming soon.
And a lot of stuff with the training camp that has started this week. Anthony, go for it.
I was going to say, sorry, but you said that football is right around the corner. That also means our fantasy draft. Also, yes. That means it's around the yes. corner as well. Speaking of fantasy as well, which we will be live streaming as well.
Yes,
we talked about that, I believe. Yes. So that will be fun. That will be exciting.
Yeah.
We did a little preview
2 weeks ago, and maybe we can fit some in at the end if we can get through everything that we need to talk about. But
we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, fantasy's been fun. I actually am in a dynasty league right now with Stu, and our team's looking pretty solid so far, but it's dynasty, so
nice. You never
really know. But I'm really excited about that. But like we
said, the two worst owners in our league are in a dynasty league together. So
okay.
Sick.
I average fourth every league or every year, so
nice. You're just like the Niners. Always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
Keaton, have you ever won?
Nope. I'm just like the Niners myself.
Yeah,
in fact, I lost two championships. I am the Niners.
You are the Niners. You are the Niners.
I am the Niners, dude.
Hey man, maybe the name change will do it. I lost one championship.
I lost one championship. Does that make me the Cincinnati Bengals? Since they lost, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know who I am, but like I said, we have a good amount to talk about, so let's roll through that intro and get it going. Keaton,
do
the honors, brother.
Green 18, red 48. Settle down. Wide 80, sit hut.
We suck. Get rid of Belichick. Get rid of Mac Jones. Get rid of our entire fucking receiving core.
You guys are 2-8.
That's what I thought.
7-2-8. It doesn't matter. We still suck.
Yeah. So Seahawks played the Ravens. Final score was 28-25. Geno Smith, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. Not really much to write home about that game. Just right.
This is egregious.
I don't think Jared Goff is a top 5 quarterback in the NFC.
Are you putting Justin Herbert over Jared Goff?
Yes.
It was like an interview for like a new podcast company.
Called
Brazzers. I mean, you could see I'm literally in the headquarters right now, dude.
I'm still standing on business with that. Justin Herbert is better than Jared Goff.
Okay. Sorry. Yep. Sorry. Hey, I mean, Justin Herbert's only the 80th. Best player in the NFL this year. So that's, hey, great for him. So good.
We'll get into so that. Good. But
can't wait for Jared Goff to top 20.
Jared Goff is not going to be top 20.
He's going to be at least top 40.
No.
Okay.
Have they already come up with a list up to 40? Have they already come
up? No.
No, they're not there yet.
There's no way he's top 20 or top 40, I don't think. Wait, I think they're in the 50s though, right? We'll talk about that later, but talking about young quarterbacks that are potentially good in theoretical experiences or situations, the first thing we're going to talk about is Jordan Love. And if you guys have heard about Jordan Love or just have been following Jordan Love in general, he's got a lot of hype over the offseason. A lot of hype. And not to say that's going to his head, but he skipped the training camp for the Packers that started this week because he's still waiting on his new contract. We can pull up this article here, but it's not looking too hot for the Packers. And I don't think it's necessarily something where we have to panic, kind of similar to like Brandon Ayuk or someone that has been talking about this for a while. But this is your guy. This is your franchise guy. And for him to be sitting out, I mean, what is this? His second training camp as a starter? It's not the greatest look. But yeah, like we saw earlier in this offseason, Trevor Lawrence got a 5-year, $275 million contract. Jordan Love, again, is looking for something better than I would assume that, or at least up to that, because he thinks he could potentially be that good. And he's 25, and he's set to basically break the market again.
Which is interesting.
I don't think he should get that money. Hey, look, I understand it. If you pay Trevor Lawrence $275 million, do it. But as a Packers fan, I would not want to pay him that much money. I would give him a 3-year contract and let him prove himself. I mean,
I think all these
theoretical situations, we've seen it with fucking Justin Herbert. And if you're a Justin Herbert fan, you like him because you see what he can do. We've seen Jordan Love, what he can do. But when it mattered, what did he do? He threw two interceptions in the playoffs and lost. And it's like, okay, we see this, you know, progressive thing with Jordan Love, where he's kind of gone from a shit ass backup to an okay starter to now someone that has a great amount of potential. $275 million worth. What do y'all think?
So all I know from what I've taken from this and what I've heard about this whole situation going on with Jordan Love is that there are positive talks right now with him and the Packers right now when it comes to contract deals. For the amount of money that he wants and whatnot, I don't think that should be it. I agree with Zach. Give him a 3-year deal. Let him prove himself a little bit more and go from there with it then.
Right.
You can start paying him more after those 3 years if he decides if you still want to keep him as your starting quarterback, as your franchise quarterback.
And he's currently set to play on a 1-year deal worth up to $22.5 million this season, which is a lot less than $275 million per year or per a 5-year contract. So that is a big difference. I mean, that's almost $33 million or roughly $33 million. So I don't know if he deserves that much, but and I wouldn't give him a 5-year if I'm being completely honest. I think he's shown that he's capable of being a good quarterback, like you said, but a 3-year is perfect to me.
I think he can get away with a 4-year though, honestly. Maybe not a 5, but a 4-year. I could see a 4-year like max though. I could see
that. And it's tough because he's 20 fucking 5. He's gonna want a 5-year deal. If not more, if he can get it. You know what I'm saying? He's young, he has a ton of potential, but not to say it's a bad thing for the Packers, but I wouldn't want to go into a training camp knowing your franchise guy who performed really well until he got to playoffs is wanting a new contract and sitting out. It's not ideal. Let's just say that. Keaton, you have anything?
Not much to add on top of that. I think if he plays like he did last year, he's definitely worth a fair share of that. 275 is crazy because, I mean, that's like the market now, and I guess any quarterback going in for a new contract is going to want the highest. Do I think he's necessarily worth being the most paid quarterback in the league? No, but we said, you know, like we look at Patrick Mahomes' contract a few years ago as like the craziest thing ever, and now that's kind of tossed in the wind because he's really, I mean, not even in the top 5 of contracts right now.
He's like 9th.
Yeah. So
it's nuts.
I don't know if he's worth 275, but considering that that's just where the market's headed, I'm sure he's going to get something on the along those lines.
He's not asking for $275 million.
No,
there are no reports that say he wants more money.
But
just assuming because he's young and that's the market now. That's where it's.
I think if the Packers, if I'm the GM and I want to pay Jordan Love record-setting money, personally, I would want to see at least another year of consistency. Like, you know, you don't really want to put all your eggs in one basket if the, you know, if it was like a one season fluke, kind of along the lines of like Justin Herbert in his rookie year, cause he really hasn't done much since, or Joe Burrow getting a huge contract and not being able to stay as healthy as he's been, you know, since he got that contract. Same thing goes with Jimmy G. I think there's a lot of times where you throw money at the window, you basically throw shit at a wall and hopes it sticks. There's no consistency with him yet. So.
And Jordan Love is young. He's 25, like we said.
Yeah.
I mean, last year was his first year as the starter for the Green Bay Packers.
Well.
And this year
played great.
He played very well.
So it makes sense that he wants his money. I just think, fuck, man, if you're asking.
It's a little too soon. It's a little too soon to be asking for one or two, assuming to be making that much.
Right. And the thing is, he can get an extension. I mean, he's already on contract. Like, he could play. So if he is a sit out, he will be fine, but we'll see. I don't know. I don't think he's worth $275 million yet, but I think he definitely could be. And speaking about training camp, I mean, we have a lot of news on training camp, but the 49ers just wanted to be the star of the training camp this fucking week because we've had a lot of bad news. Let's just say that. In the last 2 weeks, obviously, we've had the Brandon Ayuk drama. He requested a trade. I don't think we even got to say that because that happened, I think, the week after we recorded last time. So if you guys didn't know, Brandon Ayuk has requested a trade. The 49ers have got phone calls, but they've denied every single trade, which is a good sign for the 49ers. And Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch have obviously spoke to the press, and they have said that, you know, it's ongoing and they have good relationships, all the normal stuff you hear from a coach. Nothing good, nothing bad. However, today Brandon Ayuk did show up to training camp, or maybe this was Monday, excuse me. He did show up to training camp, and
no, there were
rumors. Well, training camp started, I believe, Monday.
Okay.
This one today. And there was rumors today that he showed up to practice, but he did not actually practice because his shoulder and back are hurt, according to Kyle Shanahan. But the rumor is that he walked off with John Lynch into their headquarters to talk more so about the contract. So there was a picture of him walking off. I don't know if it had John Lynch in it. I don't remember exactly what I saw. I believe there was just a post that said that he did so. So I'm assuming that it's not necessarily a rumor and actually happened. But again, decent looks for the 49ers. Go for it. Yeah.
I was going to say, so what I saw a video of Ayuk walking off.
Oh, it was a video. No.
Yeah, so I saw a video. He had no practice gear, no nothing, no gear on him whatsoever. He was just like, looked like he was in a white tee or something like that. He was sitting on the sideline, and he was legit just walking off on his own to HQ to meet with John Lynch. So,
So good sign, bad sign, I don't really know. Seems like it's decent, and it's, again, the same shit that happened with Debo. But if you guys don't know why Brandon Ayuk actually came to training camp, it's because if he wasn't to, he'd be getting fined heavily. So he decided to show up. He's not practicing. I don't really understand if he's going to get fined because he's not practicing because he's hurt. He's not fucking hurt. He just doesn't want to practice and he wants his money, which I understand. But the shocking news that fucking sucked today was that Trent Williams is holding out a training camp as well because he wants a new contract. That's not good news for the 49ers. However, when you look into it, it could be because Trent has no more guaranteed money left in his contract, which is the same thing that happened with CMC, which means if we restructure it, we can structure it to backload it, his new contract, which I would assume would probably be like a 2-year deal, right? Backload it and then have more money for this year to potentially sign Brandon Ayuk, like we kind of did with CMC. It would free up some space. So that is good news. But again, you don't want, again, going into training camp, like I said with the Packers, you don't want your star players sitting out. Never a good fucking
thing. No, you don't. Absolutely
you
not.
Do not.
To have two of your star players, and maybe the most important piece to our offense right now, especially with our O-line being the weak link in our team or on our team, that's not great. And I know Trent won't actually sit out during the season, and something will happen with Trent. But the Brandon Ayuk shit, I don't know. Do you guys have anything to say? It just kind of seems like it's lingering. There's really nothing to say. Same shit. I don't know. I feel like. Requesting trades is not a good look. I can say that.
No. Keen, do you want to go or you want me to go?
Oh, no. I can go real quick. I was just saying, I'm happy that he's skipping minicamp. That's only because I'm a Seahawks fan. I think more, you know, as a Niners super hater, all of this is good for me. However, I think it's just a little diva-ish. It's weird that we've gotten to this uncomfortable standard of players sitting out of training camp. And honestly, it's funny because Nick Bosa came out at the end of last year and said, look, I couldn't get going until like week 7 or week 8 because I missed training camp and my body just didn't catch up. He's like, I trained that whole time, but I just couldn't catch up. And there's just that level of physicality that, you know, even your at-home training or training against other guys who were once in the NFL, it just doesn't have, you know, you can't always get like the full game consistency, if that makes sense, through training camp as opposed to other mediums. So, I mean, again, Brandon Ayuk will be fine. I think wide receivers can sit out and still come back. But a player like Trent Williams, who's coming off an interesting year and a little bit of an injury-filled year, especially as he gets older, you kind of need to be there as much as you can. So it doesn't favor well for the Niners organization if they don't lock him down right away, because then you're risking him getting further injured or you know, you're losing production basically.
And I think it's tougher for a player that's as old as Trent Williams, you know what I'm saying? Not to say that he can't get it going, but that extra time to actually get acclimated to play, I think is really important, especially for an offensive lineman. That's how old Trent Williams is. How old is he? Yeah. 35? I think he might be older.
35. He's 35.
35, 36. Yeah, he's 35. 36. So I don't know, man.
Can't. Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's definitely less important for a wide receiver because you don't really have that physicality thing that a defensive end or an outside linebacker or an offensive tackle does, right? I think an outside linebacker or defensive end missing training camp has probably the biggest impact of all players, just because you have to have physicality. I mean, really, like the actual IQ, and just not to say like they miss on IQ, but like remembering how to play almost comes into like a factor. Like you can train all offseason, but you're not actually playing against some of the best fucking talent in the world, right? So you have to get acclimated to that. And I think as an outside linebacker, that's a big thing. As an offensive tackle, that's a big thing. As a wide receiver, you run routes. You're a playmaker. But Anthony, you had something to say.
Yeah. It's just a whole bunch of drama. It needs to stop. It just really needs to stop. And, you know, I feel like for Niner fan perspective, it's just annoying. And honestly, if I were a Niner fan like that, I would say, fuck this. I don't even want Ayuk anymore on the team. Like, if you're going to be this much of a diva at this point, I'm done. Like, I don't know. But then again, like you said, Debo did the same thing a few years ago, and obviously it's been fine. So could definitely be wrong with that. That's just the way I look at it and the way I see it, because I would just be tired of it, and I'd be like, I just don't care anymore. But it just needs to stop, and it sucks, though. End of the day, it sucks for the Niners organization as a whole. And
the cool thing is,
to get together.
Does suck.
I agree. The cool thing is, George Kittle said that he's been talking to Brandon Ayuk, and he's like, dude, like once this is done, it's basically water under the bridge, which means I would assume, I don't think Kittle necessarily talks to the reporters like a half-assed way, saying like, oh, I'm just saying this. Basically, my thought process is this. I don't think Kittle is saying that to make it sound better than it is, right? I honestly think the 49ers, once Brandon Ayuk gets signed, are going to be like, all right, welcome back, homie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Same thing that happened with Debo. So it just needs to happen, like you said. And it's pretty frustrating.
Zach. Speaking of Ayuk, though, did you see he was ranked number 66?
I did. And we'll get into that in a little bit, but
okay,
that's too fucking high, in my opinion. I want to have like a full segment on that and pull up all of the things. So
yeah, we'll go through a full list.
Yeah, I have.
I just wanted to bring that up since we're on the Ayuk talk still.
81. So if you guys want to find the articles for the ones after that, because I think they just came out today, but we'll talk about that last. Honestly, I'll make sure we can talk about that and actually get into it, because I think that's really important and interesting. But kind of going into something interesting, and I have a question for you guys. Do you think Aaron Rodgers is starting to, you know, get to this point where he thinks he's almost better than he actually is?
Yes.
Because we have these stories, and look, man, I don't want to shit on Aaron Rodgers, but his playoff record, it's not great. He's only won one Super Bowl, and when he did win, it was years ago, right? I mean, we're talking years and years ago. 7 years ago is when he last won, or when he won the first one. And when was this? Dude, Yahoo
2011.
Sucks. Thank you.
Yeah, why are you using Yahoo?
I was gonna say 2011. It's automatic, but 2011. He has won Super Bowl 2011, a losing playoff record, has moved to teams, did not play well with the Packers. He got canned as a starter, as the Packers' starting quarterback. Let's be fucking honest. He got canned. They didn't want him to play anymore. And he didn't show up to training camp and get that good connection with the young wide receivers with the Packers. And that's part of the reason why they sucked and why their offense wasn't going and why he got canned. And so we look at this, right? Aaron Rodgers was fined for the last 2 days of mini camp, which was a month ago, but we got more news on it today. He was fined for the last 2 days of mini camp that was required for the players to be there, right? He didn't show up because he went to Egypt for a vacation.
Nice.
And so when asked about it, he basically said, oh, I knew that I would be missing part of training camp, but the actual contract or whatever he was looking at that said that it was mandatory for players was quote unquote confusing. And this was a trip of a lifetime that he wasn't going to miss. And so I asked that question, do we think that he's kind of getting to this God tier where he thinks he's better than he actually is now? Because we haven't seen him play well. He's on a new team. He's going into the exact same fucking situation with young, good wide receivers, and he's not showing up to something like minicamp. And mind you, he probably did show up to training camp today, but I just don't think it's a good look, man. And it's one of those things where, like, I'm really high on Garrett Wilson, really high on him on fantasy, but I look at something like this, I'm like, is Aaron Rodgers going to be shit like he was with the Packers? Like, what do you guys think? Like, is this going to be something that will affect their offense like it did with the Packers?
I do have a quote unquote of what he said about this whole thing too.
Yes. I was paraphrasing everything. Actually, quote it.
So the quote is, I knew what I was getting into. I knew the fine that was coming and also knew how much I wanted to be in Egypt. I wish there hadn't been a conflict scheduling wise, but you know, it is what it is. I knew the consequences if I wasn't going to be there.
And it's like, That's what it was. You got canned because you didn't have a connection with your young wide receivers. You admitted this. You've admitted this with the Packers. And it's like, you're going into this Jets season thinking the same thing, feeling the same thing. It's the same situation. So I think it's fucking horrible for Jets fans. I would not be happy. I mean, that mindset alone is just not great.
The Jets fans don't know anything else but disappointment. So to them, this is normal routine.
Honestly.
And it's also like, it's not disappointing yet for a Jets fan because he got hurt on the fucking second play when he played with them their first game last year. So he hasn't done anything that's actually hurt them, but it's like, fuck, dude, your representation of the fucking Jets is just not ideal, man. You're hurt. And then you do the same thing that you did that caused you to basically get fired. I don't want to say fired, but benched as a quarterback. And it's Aaron Rodgers we're talking about. Like, you have won Super Bowl. You're one of the most talented guys ever, but in all reality, when it, I don't want to say when it comes down to it, but when it comes down to it, you haven't performed in the last, 15 years, 14 years. So, and he's won one, and I'll give him that. But when it comes down to it, dude, I don't know. I don't want to necessarily say that, but it honestly feels like Aaron Rodgers just doesn't give a fuck and he doesn't perform. And maybe some of that is prep. We're seeing that.
I think, honestly, I agree with you. I don't think he cares enough. And I think he's just playing football to play football because it's a sport that he loves. Great, good for you and all, but you're still a starting quarterback right now. You're still Aaron Rodgers, right? You still got to show some representation to that.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not doing that. But it just seems like you said, he doesn't care. Like, it's not. He's just not like, nope, don't care. Whatever, I'm gonna do my own thing. Can't do that. You still can't do that.
Actually, you had the full fucking season. You were hurt.
Yeah.
You could have literally scheduled this any other time. It doesn't make sense to me. It really doesn't. But
I agree.
We'll move on to that. And when he does retire, he'll be a GOAT regardless. Again, there are some things with Aaron Rodgers that I don't agree with. I don't think he's as good as people think. But he has a Super Bowl. He's one of if not the most talented quarterback I've ever seen. When he retires and it's all said and done, it'll be a GG's. But we'll see with the Jets, man. I'm high on the Jets, but that makes me worried a little bit. But moving into a couple of players that have retired, Michael Gallup, 28 years old, just retired. It was, I think, said today or yesterday that he retired. It was either early yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday that he retired. Michael Gallup is fucking 28. He's been in the league for 5 years, if that. I am shocked, honestly. I don't really understand why he retired, but he did, and we're going to actually look into this article right here. He plays for the Raiders. So it says Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver Michael Gallup suddenly retired from the NFL on Tuesday at the age of 28. He signed a contract with the Raiders in the offseason after six seasons. So he's played six seasons with the Dallas Cowboys. Dude, that shit's fucking crazy. I don't even know. I'm reading into this right now. It says, former Cowboys wide receiver Michael Gallup is retiring from the NFL. Gallup signed with the Raiders, blah, blah, blah. Michael Gallup was such a joy when he came in as a rookie, lost his brother to suicide his rookie season, really bonded with his teammates, then the ACL injury, the contract, the unfulfilled expectations. Now he's finally fully recovered from the ACL and retired at 28 because and it goes on to show us this tweet, because his heart was no longer in it. I'm sure he wanted to stay in Dallas. NFL can be a cruel and dirty game. That's sad, dude. Honestly,
it is.
28 and 6 years in the NFL. You were a decent wide receiver 3 for the Cowboys for a bit, maybe a wide receiver 2 for a bit of time. But shit's always sad when a young guy like that retires because he's not into the game. Like that's a game that you've been playing since you were 8. You know, and
right.
He was good. Yeah. He was a good wide receiver with Dallas Cowboys, and he signed with the Raiders, but. Shit, man, retiring before the season like that at 28, you must have really not been in it. And
Raiders,
that sucks. I don't know if he would have done anything, but yeah, dude, I don't know. You guys have anything else to add on to that? I think it's just kind of a shitty situation.
Not onto that, but similar though. But so I'll let Keaton go first if he wants to.
No, you're good. I don't have much. I think it's difficult. I think oftentimes that's just football. So it's hard to, be empathetic towards it. But I mean, hey, hell of a career for the guy. There was right. There was points in time where we were talking about Michael Gallup as receiver number one in Dallas over Dez Bryant, and yeah,
yeah.
If you're, I don't know, I you know, I think hell of a career is all I gotta say. I don't have much on it.
So. What I was gonna say, something on the same topic at least. Speaking of retirements, did you guys see Kenyon Drake also retired from the NFL?
I did.
He announced his retirement.
Who? Sorry.
Lots of retires, bro.
Kenyon Drake.
Kenyon Drake.
Mm.
And then
shout out Kenyon
also
Drake,
had Shaq Barrett. Shaq Barrett also retired. Lots of retires, man, which is honestly nuts. This is a weird time to retire, I feel like. Right before the season. It makes sense, but shit, man. I mean, I honestly hope best for you guys, but the Michael Gallup one shocked me. Shaq Barrett makes sense. He's a bit older. He's been a two-time Pro Bowler, has won a Super Bowl. Kenyon Drake,
Super Bowls.
Is actually like young 30s, right? Yeah, early 30s. He's not that old. So that one's kind of shocking too.
Yeah, eight years, I believe,
going
in the
back
NFL.
To Michael Gallup in 2019, he had 1,100 yards, 66 receptions, and 6 touchdowns. So, I mean, he was putting up wide receiver 2 numbers that year. So that's crazy, dude. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what his contract was with the Raiders. I didn't even know he signed with the Raiders, if I'm being honest, which is bad on me. But, yeah, dude, I don't know. That's honestly pretty wild.
Yeah.
Shaq Barrett one time shocked me too. But, yeah, Keaton, go for it.
Oh, I was just going to say shout out Kenyon Drake. He led me to 2 straight championships that I lost. But, hey, man, he was a hell of a running back in Miami.
He was.
When he was healthy. He was a dog.
He really was.
Dude, he really was. So. Miami running backs, man. They're real good in fantasy.
Yeah. Miami quarterbacks, even better.
Nope.
No.
Anyways, we're going to move on from that. We talked about the Raiders a little bit with Michael Gallup. This one's pretty crazy, too. And I don't know if you knew this, but they're hosting their training camp in Costa Mesa.
The Raiders. I did hear about that.
Dude, literally right down the street from where we live. Raiders bringing training camp back to California, and really the reason is because they think that they have a pretty special environment here and a good fan group as well in Southern California. So that's fucking nuts to me. I mean, really, it makes no sense because you're not in California, and if you were in California, wouldn't you want to go back to the Bay? But right. I guess every single team has their kind of spot for minicamp, and Costa Mesa right down the street is their spot.
I would say if it's free, I was going to say if it was free, I'd say we'd just say screw it and go to it. But
honestly, we should. We should. I mean, I don't know how long training camp is going to be. I don't think it's going to be too long, but
I think it's only a few weeks.
Right down the street.
Yeah. No, that's pretty cool. Yeah. If a few weeks.
Let's see how long it is. I'll look it up right now. Raiders training camp. But yeah, dude. Costa Mesa.
Definitely. I mean, if it's not like super expensive or anything, honestly, I say we could just go to it, you know, have fun there.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Dude, I would not want to practice here either. It's so humid. They're probably sweating their balls off right now.
Oh, yeah. Not Las
Vegas.
I don't know
how long training camp
weather.
Is. No, definitely not. Definitely not Vegas weather. Well, Vegas is hot too, bro.
It is. It's desert. So, I mean,
it's actually really hot. It's not humid, I can tell you that, which...
Just hot. Sticky, you know?
Dude, I don't know. Yeah. I'm trying to find this on Google, but... How long is the NFL training camp? We'll see. Approximately 2 weeks. And it concludes before the start of the preseason in August. So we would have this week and maybe next week, depending on when they play, so... We wouldn't have much time, but that shit's crazy. I was not expecting that, at least in Costa Mesa. I kind of want to wait for Keaton to get back for a couple of these main ones. So I'm going to scroll down into some non-Seahawks talk. Christian Darrisaw just signed a massive 4-year extension with a $77 million guaranteed worth up to $113 million. So good for Christian, dude. I mean,
no, for real.
He's been one of those players that he's been due. And I honestly think he's kind of underrated, which doesn't typically happen with an offensive tackle, but he has been great with the Vikings. I think he's been in the league only for a certain amount of time. Like, he's pretty young. He's our age. He's literally our age.
Yep.
Really? Yeah, he was drafted in 2021. So he's been in the league for 3 years now, and he was well overdue for a contract, and that's worth every penny. He's one of the best offensive tackles in the league, so shout out to them. Honestly, dude, I'm telling you, the NFC North is going to be so competitive. I honestly think the Vikings are going to be competitive too.
Yeah. No, I think the Vikings are going to be a very good team, honestly, this year.
Look, we understand the quarterback situation and bringing in a rookie, but, dude, they have a lot of talent. They have a lot of talent still on that fucking offensive side and defensive side, man. I don't know. I think they could be good. And signing Christian Darrisaw makes them even better in the future. That division, yeah. I'm telling you, is going to be good for fucking years. Like, every single one of those teams are going to be competitive.
It's so going to be some stacked. Them. Yeah. Stack years for them.
Keaton, I wanted to wait to talk about Jordan Love just because that's your Seahawks talk. And then
Julian.
Some of the beefy shit. So if you want to talk about Jordan, go for it.
Yes. Julian Love. Fine. Happens. He signed a 3-year extension with Seattle worth up to $36 million in incentives. I don't know, pretty cool moment for the guy. Weird inside info. My mom went to a Niners Seahawks game in San Francisco, got some free tickets and got really close to the field. And she actually sat next to Julian Love's family. And parents.
Oh, no shit.
And got to interact with them. And that's cool. Yeah, they said he loves Seattle and loves the organization and was really happy to be there. And they actually said he didn't love the Giants organization that much.
Don't blame him.
So, which don't blame him. Is pretty on brand.
Good show.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, younger dude, kind of joined Seattle as a, hey man, this is kind of your last season to make it work, which is crazy because looking at his statistics going into the year,
right?
Looking at his numbers going into this year, it wasn't really that bad with New York. I think it was just inconsistencies.
Right.
So he was brought in to be the backup, ended up taking over the starting job because Jamal Adams couldn't stay healthy, and man, he didn't look back. He had 4 interceptions this year and made some huge impact plays, and 2 of those came against the Eagles, the game that I was at, in which he had those 2 interceptions. So just really cool for him. He also made a
alumni.
I don't think so.
Notre Dame, that's what it is. Notre Dame.
Yeah.
I knew it was one of those good ass schools. He's a beast, dude. But great, he's kind of undersized, but motherfucker.
Yeah, great, fast. Great offseason. Also, also cracked the top 100 list for him this year, too. So good for him, man. Just happy he's going to be. I think Mike McDonald's going to make a monster out of him. That's my dark horse prediction is he's going to be even better than last year, which if that's the case and he's healthy, I think he's going to be extremely strong in that safety position.
Seattle can be pretty decent, man.
It'll be a 500 ball club.
I think you guys will be 9-8 is my guess, but a very solid 9-8.
I don't know.
I think that defense is going to be great. McDonald, he's a different breed.
I'm excited, man.
He's a different breed. Honestly, he brings a different tenacity, and the Ravens are going to miss him. I know that for a fact.
Yep.
I know that for a fact. But, yeah, Anthony, you got anything on that?
No, actually, not on this one. Not at all.
What's going on with my camera? Okay, there we go. Cool.
It's fine to me.
All righty. It wasn't actually loading for a second there, but I think it's good now. So we're going to get into some of the beefy things, and we'll make this kind of quick because we got 10 minutes, and I want to talk about the NFL 100 or top 100. But we talked about this in the beginning, and we kind of introed it, but the NFL is thinking about moving into an 18-game schedule. And I don't know if this is something that I really am too keen on, but it says the NFL and the NFLPA are in very high-level talks on an 18-game schedule before 2030 or before the 2030 regular season. So it then goes on to say, it sounds like an 18-game schedule and the NFL is getting closer to becoming reality. NFL Players Association Executive Director Lloyd Howell told Mark Maisk of the Washington Post that the NFLPA and the NFL have been engaged in discussions about how to implement an 18-game schedule before the current collective bargaining agreement expires after the 2030 season. So it's looking like we can go from 16 to 17 to 18, which again, like I said, we'll get rid of another preseason game, making training camp probably the same distance, but a little bit more important in the future because you won't have those preseason games to play in.
Yeah.
But this is not like 18 games is nuts to me. This is nuts. 18 games is a lot. Football players Sir. Already had a problem with 16. 18 games, right. And then you go to the playoffs, you play four more, potentially make the Super Bowl, bro. That is 22 games. That's 23, excuse me. That's potentially 2 to 3 more games than you would have played in the 16-game regular season schedule. And it's just because mm-hmm. we're adding another one on and getting rid of one in the preseason, which, again, for entertainment purposes, I guess it makes sense. But if you go to the Super Bowl, bro, you're playing 23 fucking games. And before it was max at 21, 20. It's an extra 2 games potentially. And again, 18 games. And if you're not sitting, you're trying to make a wild card and then you make a run for it, dude, you're going to be exhausted. So we're going to see some players get injured. Honestly, I think this is just something that's asking for players to get injured with. But I don't know, dude. I don't know. And it goes on to say, where does the 18th game come from? I think the foregone conclusion is, well, just grab it like in what would otherwise be preseason games in August. You play it forward, he said. But those are details that really need to be fleshed out. But again, there are other economic health and safety matters that also need to be clear to our members before there's ever an agreement about the 18th game. That was written really weirdly. There's like brackets and
We're really close to $1 billion contracts. That's what we're going to get.
18 games is fucking nuts for the NFL with how physical it is. I'm worried. And it said health matters. That's got to be the number one issue. I mean, we've seen players get even more injured.
Not when you're the NFL. Games. They don't care. The NFL doesn't care. They never have. I mean, they were the first. No. They were the biggest denier of CTE, which was scientifically proven at that point. In fact, they tried to, they tried to subpoena the doctor that was, basically doing the main research on it. They don't give a shit about health. They never have. I mean, there's a reason why teams are allowed to just jam players up with a bunch of, painkillers just to get them back on the field. Cause it's all about the bottom line. And if you increase another game, people are going to watch. That's why they're going to Amazon Prime. That's why they're going to Peacock. To them, it's about the bottom line. And they don't care about players. They don't care about the health. They don't care about the safety. They don't care about the cost for the consumer. They just care about making a ton of money. So that's what
In all reality, they're going to say that in the papers, in the articles, everything safety. Yeah. But that's just a protocol. They're not really
their bottom line
safety. Yeah, exactly. Safety fucking protocols are the number one reason why they're going to add or not add an 18th game. It's money. Yeah. Let's be honest, it's money, and that's why they want to do it. Ant, you got anything?
No, I just think it's going to be a horrible idea for the players. They're going to be so fatigued, especially if they make it into playoffs, and it's not healthy. These guys are going to be beat up, and it's not good. Like, sure, it's a sport, great for fan base, but player-wise, like you guys said, it's not okay. Like, but they're still going to go through with it. I know they will. It's just a matter of time when, right?
Right.
So,
and it's weird. Now the NFL teams have an incentive to actually start strong, because if you clinch your division or even the number one spot in the NFC or the AFC, you can sit those games. If you're like 14-1 going into week 16, you know what I'm saying? So weird.
Right.
It's definitely something that the teams and players have to schedule for and actually think about. So, I don't like it, but we'll move on from that. Kind of going into some contract talk. I mean, we talked about Christian a little bit earlier and Jordan Love, but the Jags.
Julian, damn it.
Do I keep saying Jordan?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Julian.
I know. That's why.
The Jags actually signed Tyson Campbell to a 4-year extension worth up to $76.5 million with a $53.4 million guarantee. Shout out to Tyson, man. He is a very, very underrated player there. He's been
very good this year
with Jacksonville. Ball hawk there. I like him a lot, but we're kind of short on time, so we'll make this quick. We talked about this again with the wide receivers. The market has been crazy, and one of the guys that we talked about was Amari Cooper. He has finally signed a deal. They restructured his 1-year contract to guaranteeing him $20 million and adding an additional $5 million, I'm assuming, in incentives. So,
Good for him, dude.
Good for him.
Give me Duncan.
I'm just hoping we see Brandon Ayuk with the same thing happen pretty soon here. But
me too.
I don't think it will be.
Man.
Last two things I think are the most important things, or kind of the most interesting things that we have to talk about. And the first thing is this really the end of Bill Belichick? And the reason I say that is because we just got an article today that said that Kyle Shanahan offered Bill Belichick not just a coaching job, but any job that he wanted. Any job that he wanted. He said, I did. I threw it out to him. He loves football so much that you never know what he I can't believe that he's not a head coach of a team right now. He basically sent out a text, an email, whatever it was to Bill Belichick saying, hey, we want you to come to the 49ers with whatever you want to do. We're offering you whatever you want to do, obviously besides head coaching. And he denied it. He denied it. And when we look at this, and the reason why I asked that question in the beginning is, like Kyle Shanahan said, he's not a head coach. So if he's not a head coach and he's denying an offer from, let's be honest, and I'm not just saying this, if it's not the most talented squad in the NFL, it's the second most talented squad in the NFL. One of the most talented squads in the NFL. Is he done? Is he done?
Yeah, do you guys think so? I do. I'll let Anthony wrap this statement up, but I think it's just for him. It's his way or the highway. And you know, if you're that storied, you know, six Super Bowls, 24 seasons with the same franchise, oftentimes that type of, you know, resume, you're not going to take a coaching job that isn't head coaching, or even an office job. I think for him, it's, hey man, I've done this long enough. If no one's going to give me a head coaching job, I'm not going to coach. Like, it's just that simple. So,
right.
And
what I read is that it was a defensive coaching job. I didn't realize it was all an entire, like, whatever you want. But I agree. I do think it is the end. I think if he were to want any sort of job, it would to be a head coach. No other coaching job of any of the sort. And if he's not going to get that any head coaching spot at all for any team, yes, I think it is the end of Bill Belichick, which is sad. But at the same, it is. But it's sad. But end of the day, though, it's one hell of a career he had, and honestly, one of the best coaches in the NFL.
Yeah, yep. I agree.
NFL history.
So, NFL yes. History, man. NFL history. So, that's my take on it.
It's wild, man. It really is. And I mean, realistically, I hope he's not done, but I think it really, really is starting to look like he is, man. He is. But moving
into it's time.
The most, it makes sense. It's father time. It's grandpa time. Although it doesn't really seem like it with him dating that one girl. Not props to you, homeboy. Moving on to, realistically, I think just the cherry on top of the episode, and that's the NFL Top 100. If you guys haven't been following this, they've been doing this for about 10 years now. It's really entertaining. But this list is voted on by the players, and they take just a combined, I guess, a bunch of – they basically combine all the lists from the players that actually write down their lists. They put it into a computer, and they calculate the top 100 players based off an average. So we have the first four of the 10, basically starting from 100 to 61. They break it up into 10 players. So we have four of those that have come out. And we're just going to go through it real quick and give our thoughts, because why not? So 100, we have Zaire Franklin. 99, we have Lavonte David, which to me is fucking nuts. I don't know how he's that low, but we'll continue. Cameron Hayward's 98. Terry McLaurin's 97. Deion Dawkins, is 96, who's an offensive tackle. Shout out to Deion. He deserves some love. Julian Love, like you said, Keaton, he's 95, making his debut. So, or maybe he made his debut when he was a Pro Bowler, but he's back on the list regardless, which is really cool. The highest paid quarterback and highest paid player ever in the NFL, Trevor Lawrence, is at 94, if that says anything to you. Harrison Smith is at 93. Aaron Rodgers is at 92. And then we have Tariq Woolen at 91. I'm not going to lie to you. That one kind of shocked me. I don't know.
Tariq Woolen. Why is Aaron Rodgers in the top 100?
See, that's the thing, bro. And a lot of people argue this, like, dude, why is this player here? It's like the players are voting on it. Like, we need to understand some of these players are just stupid. Like Aaron Rodgers, honestly, and maybe they need to make rules with it, and they probably don't because they don't want to set boundaries with the players and how they do it. But if a player misses a fucking full year, you're done. You shouldn't be on the list. But
no.
I guess a solid start to it. There's a couple guys I don't think should be on it, but Aaron Rodgers is one of them, and we'll continue to move on. Devontae Smith is at 90. Super underrated. He should not be at 90, but at least he's on the list. I respect that. Buda Baker is at 89, which I think he kind of had an off season. He also had a hamstring injury, which makes sense. But Buddha's a dog when he's playing. We have Chris Lindstrom, guard from Atlanta. Shout out to him. Hassan Reddick, Saquon Barkley at 86 is crazy, but I'm assuming that's probably because he was injured as well. Tristan Wirfs is 85. DK is 84, which, okay, Keaton's back. Keaton, do you think
DK should be on the list? Yes, I do.
Okay, he's 84, so.
Yeah, I think it's a little, I think it's a little hot, low for I think he could be a little bit higher on that list, like in the 90s. He still had 1,100 yards, but 1,000-yard seasons are kind of common now, all too common.
Yeah.
However, again, he we're put, that with he extensions. He put Deron Bland on the missing person's page. So he deserved it after that performance.
And we're seeing that with the added games, man. 1,000 yards is literally nothing now, and that's going to continue to, you know, add up. But Derwin James is 83. When Derwin's healthy, he's one of the best safeties, but Jesus, 83 is kind of nuts. And I get it. He was injured, but we'll keep moving on. Montez Sweat. Shout out to Montez, bro. That's sick. He was moved halfway through to the Bears and still had a baller season. So with Kirk Cousins at 81, and I don't know why I can't find the.
I have the rest of the list.
I only have, 70 through 61. If you wanted to
play the rest, I've got everything.
That. Yeah, go for that.
So Sam Laporta at 80, tight end for the Lions. Minka Fitzpatrick, the safety, at 79. Kyren Williams, Kyren Williams getting his debut on the top 100 list at 78. Trey Hendrickson, from the Bengals, 77. Dre Greenlaw, the guy who lost them the Super Bowl, for the 49ers, number 76. Justin Herbert, the greatest quarterback ever, right? 75 this year. Jesse Bates, the third, great player. 74. Jeffrey Simmons, defensive lineman for the Titans, got 73 this year. Garrett Wilson with the Jets, even with a bad quarterback, got 72. I personally question if that's a little low, but Laremy Tunsil continues it. Offensive tackle with the Texans at 71. Amari Cooper and Cooper Kupp going 70 to 69. Then you got Danielle Hunter, the edge rusher for the Texans, at 68. Teron Armstead at 67. Brandon Aiyuk with the 49ers at 66. Jordan Poyer, the safety, at 65. Patrick Queen, personally, I think this is a little high up on the list for him, at 64. Jalen Waddle at 63. Bradley Chubb at 62. And Justin Matabuki. At 61.
No. That last list was horrible. That last 10, those guys are way too high. They need to be lower. Brandon Aiyuk. Who else did you say?
Patrick Queen, I think, could be a little bit lower on that list. Patrick Queen
should be lower for sure.
You made a face when he said Jalen Waddle.
I think Jalen Waddle should be higher. I actually think
he's the best wide receiver two in the game, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think a wide receiver too, though, should be in the 70s, but that's...
Yeah, that's fair. We'll wait until either next week or next time that we record or the next time to actually go through the whole list. I think by...
Jared Goff, top 40.
When is it? So we have...
It ends on August 1st.
Okay, yeah. By the 7th, we should have the full list, and we'll go through the whole thing, but... If Jared Goff is top 40, I would be shocked. But they do glaze quarterbacks, so it would make sense.
Yeah, well, he was 66 last year, and he had a better year. So
he was 66?
Yes, dude. Mm-hmm. Yes, he's a dog. Greatest player ever. He was – okay, I'm going to just say this. In 2019, he was number 32. That's crazy. That's absurd. So
he is a dog that chokes big games, Keaton. That's
yes, he is. Does. But
anyways, so that wraps up the episode.
Brock Purdy.
I'm not going to let you finish that.
I was going to say Brock Purdy. I'm not gonna let
you
finish
that. You guys have anything else to add?
Nope. Brock Poopy and Brandon Aiyuk.
Oh, shit. I almost forgot. Look at this. We're testing out some merch. But be on the lookout for this. What do you guys
settle down. Merchandising. It looks nice. I'm too cheap to buy it, but it is nice.
It's nice. It's like $20 right now for us.
I know. It's
we'll keep you guys posted with merchandise in the future. I'm gonna be wearing this all winter. This is gonna be like a gym shirt. Exactly. So I'm pretty happy about it. But Anyways, I think that wraps it up. We will see y'all next week.